Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, September 14th, 2018. On this day in 1956, the IBM 305 RAMAC was introduced, the first commercial computer to use disk storage. The identification of those involved will still be kept strictly confidential, but initial information leaked on Wednesday and released in the Berliner Zeitung indicates the Federal Chancellery or Bundeskanzleramt in the government quarter at the Spreebogen is to receive an addition, a result of information regarding the new federal budget made available to the newspaper. The extension is to be built on the Willy Brandt-Straße site, where the main Chancellery building, opened in 2001, is located. According to the information provided, the aim is to eliminate the use of external rental space in the office building of the Ministry of Education and Research. In addition, the increased and future personnel and space requirements of the Chancellery are to be taken into account. An additional office building is therefore planned. 10 million euros are to be earmarked for the planning of the expansion building in the federal budget for 2019. However, the available information does not indicate how large the new building is to be. The Press and Information Office of the federal government was unable to provide any details on the project. The parliamentarian Gesine Lutsch of the Left from Berlin stated that she believes the whole project seems a bit oversized, which she finds astonishing, as she believes the chancellor is always so modest. Opened 17 years ago, the Federal Chancellery in the Spreebogen was built according to a design by Berlin architects Axel Schultes and Charlotte Frank, the construction costs amounting to 299 million euros. 600 employees currently work in the offices of the Federal Chancellery. Getränke Lehmann Beverage Shop is one of the top businesses in the city. According to its own website, the company has 5,500 articles in its range readily available. Once the purchased bottles have been emptied by consumers, however, it becomes problematic for the specialist wholesaler, as Getränke Lehmann does not know where to put the empties. Normally, it's a cycle. Anyone who buys bottles also brings them back. The regular customers of the 14 Berlin branches are predictable, but bottle collectors are not. After successful collection, they sometimes go to the checkout with 20, 30, or more bottles. This presents the company with a logistical problem. The solution for which the management has now developed is interesting. In an internal letter, the managing director informed the branches how to deal with bottle collectors. Quote, "So-called bottle collectors who collect commercially and want a credit note must, like all resellers, provide information about their address, sales tax number, etc., and should identify themselves if necessary." Employees were then asked to, quote, "Please ask the bottle collectors politely about this. If he or she refuses the information, no proper credit note can be issued." While the management believed to have solved the problem in such a way, Horst Lehmann, owner of Horst Lehmann Getränke, spoke on Wednesday afternoon, stating, quote, "I disassociate myself from the letter of the management. The responsible managing director was suspended with immediate effect. All deposit bottles will continue to be taken back, and I am sorry that it came to this misunderstanding." In the opinion of the Berlin Passengers Association, bus and train travel in the capital will not become more expensive next year. The chairman of the IGEB Association, Christfried Scheppe, told the German press agency that, quote, "We demand that the coalition agreement be adhered to." According to this, fares are to remain frozen until a working group has created a new fare structure. This was agreed upon by the Red-Red-Green coalition 2 years ago. However, Berlin does not set the prices alone, but in cooperation with Brandenburg in the Joint Transport Association, which also includes districts and cities. In Brandenburg, a number of bus companies are pushing for higher fares in order to absorb rising costs. Accompanied by a large contingent of police, at least 500 mourners were present Thursday for the funeral of Nidal R., murdered in Neukölln last Sunday. Since the early hours of the morning, mainly men gathered at the cemetery in Schöneberg. Congestion occurred in the adjoining streets, and roughly 150 police officers were on site, according to the authorities, securing the streets around the cemetery near the Schöneberg S-Bahn station. It was said that the main goal was to avoid chaos, and the mood among the mourners was initially described by the police as peaceful. The investigators assume that three perpetrators fired 8 shots at Mr. R., a prominent Berlin criminal and member of an Arab extended family. Security experts fear an escalation of violence between criminal members of large families after the deadly attack. However, the police did not expect violent clashes at the funeral. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.